It was evening, still light, but getting on to dusk, and Vale was hungry. The ferret had eaten only a few young dandelion shoots and some edible roots all day. Sucking a flat pebble to ward off thirst, he carried on across the darkening landscape. After a while, he noticed a faint glow from some hills to the north of his route, and overcome by curiosity, he sneaked silently over. As he drew nearer the hill, he could tell the glow was being made by a fire in a small hollow at the hill's base. Flattening himself belly down against the grass, the ferret wriggled forward quietly. When he was close enough, he lifted his head and looked. It was an old male dormouse with two little ones sitting around the fire roasting apples. To one side lay a homely-looking cottage loaf and a big wedge of dark yellow cheese. Vale noted that the old dormouse carried a knife, which he used to cut the bread, and that there was also a stout walking staff at his side. Vale walked into the firelight with both paws spread wide and a disarming smile upon his face.
"Pray, friends, don't alarm yourselves,"
he said, keeping his voice soft and low.
"I come in peace."
The old dormouse inspected him critically.
"Peace, aye, and in hunger too, by the looks of ye. Sit ye down, there ain't much, but you're welcome to share supper with me and the grand mice. Last bad winter took their parents. I'm the only one left to look after them. Poor mites, we're travellers, living where we can, starving when we have to."
Vale sat opposite the oldster, accepting a slice of cheese, a hunk of the loaf, a roasted apple, and a large seashell filled with water from a flask. He ate gratefully, improvising a pack of lies to the kind dormouse.
"My name's Bunfold. I'm the same as your little ones. Lost my mother and father, aye, and a sister too, last winter. I've been on my own ever since, wandering field and forest."
The old dormouse stared into the flames.
"Babes are called Offie and Brund, same as their parents. I'm old Offie. Ah, Bunfold, 'tis hard life for poor beasts without a dwelling place. See, the little ones are asleep already. Wore out, just like their paws from trekking and living rough. Here, young un, cover yourself with this against the night chills."
He dug out a ragged blanket from a bark carrier and tossed it to Vale. The ferret wrapped himself up and snuggled down, saying,
"Sleep well, old Hoffy. Who knows? Mayhap tomorrow bring us all good fortune and a bit of luck, eh?"
The dormouse threw some twigs on the fire before settling.
"We could certainly do with it. Good night, Bunfold."
Vale lay with his eyes half closed, listening to the crackle of the fire and waiting for his chance.
This ends Disc 7.